Meltdown presents The Disney Click with Rick and Briars. This podcast is sponsored by Meltdown Comics and Collectibles in Hollywood, California. Find Meltdown on meltcomics.com.
Hey guys, welcome to the Disney Click.
Welcome back.
One of Briars is starting off this episode with a giggle. I don't know what that's about. We're happy to have you.
I love the holidays.
Yeah, I say maybe it's our holiday episode,
it's
our holiday
Christmas
preview.
Cheer.
It's not our holiday episode in the set, but it's a holiday preview. We are going to go over.
We are going to rock
Disney
your
holidays.
World.
This is the all. Holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever else happens this time of year, New Year.
Viva Navidad.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Oh, love it. So what we have today on our Disney list is we're just calling it Top Disney Holiday. And that
top five.
Yeah, top
Disney
five
holiday.
Disney holiday. And these are
That's
things.
That's trademarked. We're working on it.
Because nobody else has ever done a top five list.
Top
it's
five
ours, people.
Disney Click. As a whole saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going over the top five things that say holidays to us from all things Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Disney list. And then after that, we're going to really kind of take a trip around the Disneyverse and explore what they have going on or what they have had go on for the holidays, this coming year and years past and all that good stuff. So this is... get your jingle bells out. It's a little bit early. A little bit early here. I don't, but it's after Halloween, so I think we're okay. So.
And the Disney holidays in the parks last 60 days.
Yeah.
So I think
we're
I think
safe.
We can air this episode within the 60 day period.
Okay.
Safely. Right. I hope.
I think we're okay.
Disney loves them some holidays.
Yes, they do. Oh, I love
reasons.
Me some holidays too.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite time in the park.
That's why I'm laughing. That's why I'm chuckling.
Oh, okay. We're happy. All right.
Inner holiday joy.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
And now, the Disney list.
Okay. So our top five this week is Disney holiday. And this is anything that Rick or I loves about Disney in the parks holidays, or if we have a favorite Disney holiday movie. And I have to just do a disclaimer because I realized while creating this list that all my Disney memories as a child and trips to the park, we never went over the holidays.
Which is amazing to me. We talked briefly. We don't discuss our list once again, but we did talk about this little element to it. To me, my love of the parks happened the holiday. That's when we had time off from school. That's when the family was together. So while I've been many other times away from holiday time.
To
World or land. But World is where I grew up going to.
Right.
My first experience with Disney World was holiday time. So that's what it's about
I've
for me.
I've got to give a shout out to my parents here in props though, because they bought the books that had all the crowd reports and they literally would pick the week that had like lowest crowds and both like take off and plan ahead. And so we always had amazing crowds.
If they were really, really great parents, they would have picked that like week after Thanksgiving.
We did that one time.
Oh, so you have been for the holidays. That is holidays.
No, we did Halloween, like right around Halloween.
Right. And back then it probably wasn't super Halloween-y yet.
No, we did like where the park was closed and I just remember you went trick-or-treating at each of the rides.
Right.
Like,
oh, that's cool.
It was like the ride was a house and you got I was like, I'm getting candy and
was that
going
the not,
on Splash
was it the
Mountain.
Not,
like
not
my
so scary?
Brain couldn't handle it.
Not so scary Halloween party?
This would have been early 90s.
Right.
I'm sure it was maybe something that
okay.
no longer exists.
But the point being that the holiday time at Disney World and Disneyland have a very, very special place in my heart. It's my favorite time of year to be there. I don't like the crowds. Drive me insane, but love the holiday decorations and the feel of the holiday time that I don't care about the crowds. It's one time a year that the crowds generally don't bother me so much because I love just being there.
You take that journey that Scrooge takes in A Christmas Carol.
Scrooge is from The Christmas Carol? Is that what it's from? That was a joke. I know that.
When I was just telling the I was trying to help.
It was just a joke on a.
It confused me a lot because I was like, I am known to like misquote and just throw out the wrong characters.
We've just had Scrooges from a
terrible
Christmas
memory.
Carol.
So that's
Scrooge McDuck, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, the is that the Donald Duck version?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're killing me. Sorry. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I was saying you have the transformation that Scrooge has, and you're lifting Tiny Tim into the air, and you're like, I don't mind the crowds. God bless them, everyone. Right. No, but I was going to say, so I've had a pass now transitioning out of that funness. I have had a pass to Disneyland now for 3 years, 3+ years, and I've gotten to experience the holidays now for the past few years, and I now have so much appreciation. I mean, not that I didn't before, I just
ask, is it your, without getting into specifics until we get to the list, but is it your favorite time of the year at the parks, crowd aside or not?
Any time from October 1st or from once they start Halloween,
right.
Halloween through Christmas, I would just tie it all as one. I'm happy
if it
ties out. So like I'm good going when it's Halloween or when it's like fall, Thanksgiving, or Christmas.
Yeah,
that's definitely
okay.
I love it too, though, because the weather, like when it's cooler and cold, and wearing a sweater at Disney, I love it.
Yeah, we were discussing this a little bit earlier. It's hands down my favorite time of the year. I used to like Halloween better, but over the past couple visits, in terms of during the holiday time, I think I've started to appreciate, you know, the hot winter holiday time, mm-hmm. Christmas and New Year,
Christmas is a little more.
It's
fun.
It's Disney. Pretty. It's really. They pull out all the stops, and there's just certain smells that go along with it.
I don't know, to us maybe living in Los Angeles, there's nowhere else. I mean, obviously people decorate and people get into it, but like there's something where it's so immersive, and you're inside the park, and every corner of every shop is drenched in holly and the colors, and they light the tree every night. And it's like, they're like, if in case you forgot what month it is or like where you're living right now, it's Christmas. And it really hits you.
I think it's almost the cultural Christmas time place to be in all of Southern California. I think when I think
nowhere else is.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of
going
people,
all out.
I think a lot of people think of other places and they have their own personal memories. But if you think of the collective Southern California experience and you think holiday time, forget about, you know, your Christmas tree in your house or whatever your personal memory is.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, it's like a
go
tradition
to
think Disney at Christmas time, holidays at Disneyland.
Well, I wonder too if that. Because it's so close to Los Angeles and a big city and you have so many annual pass holders, I was reading that Disneyland is the most heavily decorated of all the parks at Christmas time. I don't know like if that's how they got that as a fact. Because I think, you know, Disney World, people tend to go more. And this is what we did as a family. We would go one time every 2 years, and that was our trip. And so we're not going trying to like squeeze out our holiday time. We're going and it's Disney time. Whereas here, you have all these families that grow up going from Laguna Beach or, you know, anywhere in Anaheim and
San Diego,
LA,
San Francisco, Arizona,
so accessible.
Utah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so for them, it's like traditions come more to fruition.
I think another thing about Halloween versus Christmas time
versus Disney.
Halloween
or Disney?
Yeah,
no.
Halloween at Disney or Christmas time at Disney is, I think Halloween, they really go out and like Main Street and the Haunted Mansion. But when they go to Christmas, it becomes almost everywhere is now decorated.
Mm-hmm.
It feels much more feels of the spirit. California Adventure has it. I also think you go to Florida as well. It's everywhere there. Like it just overtakes the park. So it really becomes
neat.
The park.
Yeah, it's that immersiveness that you don't really get anywhere else as much.
So with that,
let's get into
why
it.
Don't you start us off on number five for Disney holiday.
And again,
Disney
just a disclaimer, I don't have many experiences at World, so I apologize for people. Maybe this will inspire people to want to come
to
Disneyland.
Maybe I'll make up for it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I have, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Again, we have not discussed this beforehand. We're finding out
live. And this is everything Disney. This isn't restricted necessarily to the parks, although I have a feeling it's going to be fairly park heavy.
That's my,
Okay.
And being an annual pass holder the past few years has made me love so many things about the parks
sure.
at Christmas time, starting with the decorations of Cars Land and Radiator Springs and what they do to that section of the park, which when I first had an annual pass did not exist. So it was really fun. And then I took some time off and came back to my annual pass holdership. And to experience that for the first time at Christmas, the way they've strung up the lights, they've decorated the cozy cones.
It's really cute.
It is. I mean, from top to bottom, I love the card that it's a giant greeting card that you can snap a photo in front of that says Cars Land. And that suddenly becomes like, I think it says like season's greetings or something.
It becomes like snowed a little bit or something.
And covered in snow.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's definitely like, then you take a picture in front of it and it's very clear, like you were there.
And they have that car covered in snow in front of it too, right?
The little snow cone.
Yeah.
Or he looks like a snow.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Something like I can't remember the picture, but he's covered in snow and they have the tires as the
yes,
wreaths.
Yes, the tires hung up as wreaths.
And
the
holiday trees are like...
they just take that Cars theme and translate it into
wonderful.
Everything festive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
They play Christmas music.
Uh-huh.
With that same like Route 66 twang, like it's still like very specific Christmas music
right.
that they've chosen for that area.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really
top to
nice.
Bottom.
I mean, it's the theme of that is great in and of itself. But when the holiday time, they really add the nice holiday flavor. I wish they did that level of detailing everywhere in every land of every park. They don't do it. It's probably
they
too
do.
not. You go to Paradise Pier. It's not quite as much as decorated as much. Well, they could make it.
Paradise
yeah.
Pier has always been kind of
But I know you feel
struggle.
That way, but it doesn't mean they can't. They could put, this is going above and beyond, but they could put big, like wreaths or something on the California Screamin', and they could.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I wonder if there's a thought behind that. Like, oh, some people came and this is when
they're
coming.
Budget. I think they only have so many people. And so much of a budget to do
but
everything.
But they really put a lot into
they do.
Specific
they do.
Areas.
Absolutely. So
but it pays. It pays off in Cars Land.
And Cars Land was
because of it. It makes my list.
Yeah, Cars Land is not on my list. I thought about it. It definitely was honorable mention material. There's a lot of honorable mentions for sure. But that's
so your
one.
Number five.
My number five is we're going away from the parks here initially, but I went on a holiday cruise on Disney Cruise Line a few years back. I talked about this in the previous episode. And
this is your only Disney cruise you've done.
Yes, this is the only one I've done.
It was a holiday.
It was during the week of Christmas, actually.
Wow.
And it was so cool to be in this warm weather. We're in California or Florida often for the holidays, but tropical, really tropical. And you have the big Christmas tree in the lobby of the atrium of the ship. You have the characters decked out in
their
holiday
finest.
They have just, that Christmas Eve meal and you're on a cruise ship and I was with family who, my immediate family and then my wife's family who I love. They're wonderful and just had a great time.
It sounds like they do what they do in the parks decoration wise to the cruise ship. That they kind of transform it. Because this isn't a holiday cruise ship year round.
They had a big gingerbread house in the atrium as well. And they handed
but
out
they
gingerbread cookies, sugar cookies.
Do all the details
It was like an extension of being in the park, but on a
that's
cruise
cool.
ship. And it was everything that's good about the holidays.
Disney
you know,
holidays.
For hopefully most people, which is, which the smells and the taste and and spending time with family, relaxing, having fun. And it was all tied together so nicely on the cruise ship, and
that's neat.
That was really a lot of fun for
that's
me. So
experience.
that's my newest holiday experience on this list, I would say. So
a lot of mine are new.
Yeah, I guess they're all relatively new, but these are the ones that's probably the newest memory or tradition I've come across. So you're number four.
My number four, some more park decorations that I love, that it's just not the same the rest of the year without these decorations. And that would be the lighting and exterior of It's a Small World during the holidays. Did I steal one?
Yeah,
it's a great one.
Huge one for me.
Yeah,
I love it.
I mean, this was one, again, having never gone to the parks at Christmas time. So I grew up knowing It's a Small World in Magic Kingdom. And then the first time going at Christmas and then right when when it's dusk and they turn on those lights, it is floor to ceiling. I mean, like every inch of the outside of It's a Small World is covered in lights. It's gorgeous. Oh. It's stunning.
Yeah. I'll share my experience when I get to my list, because I don't want to talk for, but I have a very visceral, amazing reaction to it as well. So go ahead.
Well, yeah. I was for the first time going to Disneyland as an adult and was still like taken aback.
It's spectacular.
By the beauty of it. Yeah.
It's absolutely spectacular. I don't want to be tempted to talk too much about it now.
All of this is getting me so excited.
Yeah,
I got a plan. When am I going? First week of December.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It really is amazing. And and the ride, I will say this real quick before moving on, unless if you're not done, but the ride, I actually like the ride better when it's the Small World holiday versus the regular.
Yeah,
ride.
There's something about the.
It's not as repetitive to me. Maybe it's only there for a couple months, so maybe the rest of the time of year it's the same old thing. But there's something neat and special and just better to me about it at holiday time, the ride itself. But I'll talk a little more about it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So.
And I was just going to clarify for people that are interested or want to know the dates, Christmas or the holidays will officially commence on November 13th and will go through January 6th of next year. That's your 60 days.
So whenever you're listening to this, that's your window. So right,
get in your car.
Yeah,
plane, train, get on your boat,
automobile. You missed plane, trains, automobiles. John Candy, Steve Martin.
I'm replacing that with a boat. Okay. I said get in your car first of all.
You know that movie, right?
Planes, trains, car, and that is an automobile, right?
Yeah.
I do know that movie.
Yeah. Okay. I just checking. Yeah. There's a movie we talked about recently. You didn't know. I was saddened. But
which one?
I can't remember. But if I think of it, I'll bring it up.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
So my number four. I really struggled with this number four. It's interesting because I went back and forth between two. And I ultimately decided on Nightmare Before Christmas. And
that's your number four.
That's my number four. It won over. Good shot. It won over. I want to throw a movie thing in there, movie memory sort of thing, or how I associate it. And the other one potentially was going to be Frozen, which I know, right? I knew you that.
Frozen Fever, you mean?
Frozen, for the movie Frozen.
I was thinking in the parks.
Frozen didn't make my list, but Frozen as a holiday, it came around the time when I went on the holiday cruise.
It was so popular.
I have such positive memories. I agree, but I have memories with my kids loving it, singing it.
Yeah.
But that's not on the list. I'm just saying that I thought about it. But Nightmare Before Christmas, the movie is not
You're saying the movie right now.
The movie and how it ties into the park, how it ties into the Haunted Mansion.
So you're doing two.
No, not really. It's Haunted Mansion.
So is it the movie or the ride?
I'll say the ride then.
Okay.
It's the ride, but it ties into the movie. The movie is not necessarily my favorite thing. But what Disneyland has done is established this. They've made the Haunted Mansion this cool, completely game-changing, almost overlay. It feels like such a different ride in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
My Haunted Mansion. The Nightmare Before Christmas was a fine movie. When I saw it the first time, I thought it was okay. I didn't love it as much, but I think the myth of the Nightmare Before Christmas has grown for me through the Disney marketing machine, through the Haunted Mansion holiday with Jack Skellington, and it's become much more a bigger part of the holiday season for me as it would have before they did that. So it goes along with my love for the Haunted Mansion. I love the regular Haunted Mansion, but it's nice to change it up. It's something I also share with my family. My daughter loves the Haunted Mansion holiday. I love the smell of the gingerbread. When you go in there and you see the different gingerbread house and the decorations they have on the outside, it looks like a different place. It's so cool. And it's outside of the main street where the pumpkins all are. That's the part that screams to me Halloween time at Disneyland. And I love that association with it. So that's a big one for me.
It's on my list. So I'll talk.
The haunted holiday mansion? The Haunted Mansion holiday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, yes. So we're more crossover, more crossover. So, but that's not my number three.
Okay.
So
you want me to go ahead on into that?
So you go to your number three? Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
My number three is Sleeping Beauty's castle and how it's decorated.
Yeah, it's all on my list.
Okay. So
we are boring this time, huh?
These things resonate, and I think most people would say going to the parks, these are like can't miss experiences that stand out and stand the test of time.
I think it's the collective, what we talked a little bit ago about the icon of Christmas time in Southern California is, you know, Disneyland, and that's the one of the most iconic things is that castle.
Well, and as two pass holders here who go to the parks regularly, there's something about going and the castle suddenly has been transformed and you're like, oh yeah, it's Christmas, it's the holidays, like this is real. And that's evidenced by the fact that the entire castle is drenched in lights, and they change it up year to year. Specifically, I know they've done things maybe in the past I've seen in photos. But yeah, the lighting of the castle, the lighting ceremony every evening, and with the snow and the music, White Christmas usually, I remember the first time, my first year out here as a pass holder, I remember when it started snowing and the music, my friend was like recording me freaking. I was like, this is amazing. It just was so magical. And, you know, being away from home, you felt like that Christmas spirit. I felt like it was almost Christmas and I was going to see my family. And it was just like a really neat, I don't know. That's like what the parks can do to you.
Right. Absolutely.
It's magic.
Yeah. I'm going to save it for my thoughts on it later, but I agree. Maybe not as a story.
As moving a story.
Story. I know my story was really story powerful. Is too strong of a word for my feelings, but yeah. I definitely have some significant thoughts for me on that. So
you're number two.
My number three.
Oh, number three.
My number three. You went three on this one, right?
Oh.
So this is a Disney World thing. I guess it could tie into Disneyland as well, but Disney World. The Disney hotels that are decorated for the holidays. One of the things I've said that I appreciate more about Disney World than Disneyland, they're both great in their own way, is the unique personality of each of the resort hotels that they have there.
Sure.
And holiday time is absolutely like the best time that they each shine. And I will highlight a couple of them. The first is Disney's Grand Floridian. Resort. They have the giant gingerbread house, the giant Christmas tree. I think they sometimes even might have carolers in there. I'm not sure. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's so cool to see. And the smell of the gingerbread house and the decoration. I actually stayed at the Polynesian my first time going to Disney World. We've talked about this in a previous podcast. One of my best memories of the holidays at Disneyland is that when I was really young, my first time, I remember going to bed on Christmas Eve, and you know, I grew up Jewish, so we didn't really celebrate Christmas, but I woke up the next morning and on our door was hung a Mickey stocking, kind of mesh stocking that was filled with hard candy. And as a 5 or 6 or 7 year old kid, whenever I was that was like, oh my gosh, Mickey left this here. Like I thought Mickey, and it was candy, my favorite thing in the world. And I just, I remember that the Polynesian, it was like so cool.
I have to say, they would not do that today. I mean, that feels like a very, like a throwback thing that I could definitely see them doing still up to the 90s.
They wouldn't
but
do
being
it today.
Like budget wise or like all the restrictions with kids and candy and allergies. There's just so many like 21st century problems that people... Like
do you think it feels
like a magical thing, like stuck in time that will never happen
again. Do you
think
they do it because of that or because it's not cheap anymore to do that for everybody?
All the above.
Yeah.
But it probably wasn't cheap then.
No, I guess not.
You know, maybe there are more people that go
so
now,
good.
but they charge more per a ticket. So like it all translates.
You know, we have memories. We have memories of childhood.
Like
and I have a lot of good memories of childhood.
Memory.
But that one right there is one that very much sticks in my head.
I just get
warm feelings when I think about that. And I was at the Polynesian.
You know, like I just don't see them doing that.
You're paying for it if you.
Yeah,
you
can get a package and the parents have to sign up for it.
Sure, sure.
But yours didn't. You've asked them. Like that was entirely.
I didn't check my parents, but I'm pretty sure that's entirely. I don't think my parents would have paid for it. So, the Disney Beach Club has a gingerbread carousel in the lobby, which I've seen was really cool many years ago. But it's very, very cool. And also the Disney's Grand California, not to leave Disneyland out of it, they have this huge Christmas tree in there, and it's so you know, it's very like
the Grand California Christmas is neat.
The lobby is really neat.
I mean, it's just a stunning
the
lobby.
The resorts are so cool. They're I would recommend if you're in Walt Disney World, especially, go take a half day, you know, break from the parks, go visit a handful of the hotels and just bask in the beauty of the lobby and how they have it decorated, different themes from each place and the trees and the houses and just it's
I
so
would just
cool.
say for World too, if you're going to World, stay on a Disney property.
I feel that way about any time of year.
Though, it's like it's for the price and bang for your buck, it's like maybe if you want to cut back, I wouldn't fault you for that. But at World, any family, any budget, stay on the property. Yeah. I mean, and as a child, I remember that feeling such a difference that like the shampoo bottles were themed to our hotel and had like Mickey and Minnie on them. I remember like hoarding them afterwards and just everything reminded you that you were in this like place that you weren't leaving at night just because you were going back to sleep at your hotel. You were still at Disney.
Right. Well, that's what Disney World does well.
That's
and
it.
At the holidays, it's even better.
Oh yeah.
That's their strength. I think that's their biggest strength at Walt Disney World.
Sure.
When I'm talking about the two, that's something that I don't think
Disneyland
can replicate.
There's no fast food chains in your sight line.
Yeah.
You're not in the U.S. anymore. You're in Disney World.
Right. And that's the good thing about it. So that's my number three. Your number two.
My number two, as per mentioned by you before, is the Haunted Mansion transformed into the Nightmare Before Christmas. And this is only at Disneyland and Tokyo Disney. So I think it's really neat that it wasn't even offered to me if I had, and we did go during Halloween one time, as I mentioned, to World, and I would not have even gotten to experience it because it doesn't exist there. But I love the Haunted Mansion ride, love it. It's definitely a favorite for just being a classic ride from my childhood that I grew up knowing. But I prefer it as Nightmare Before Christmas. And I like
why, you. Why is that?
I'm not big into. The movie is like so-so for me.
The Haunted Mansion movie?
Nightmare
Before Christmas.
The Haunted Mansion movie is. It's
not even worth mentioning.
Oh my gosh, it's burned in my memory being in the theater seeing it. Because I remember being like, when is this going to end? And that's very rare that I just remember sitting there watching it. No, Nightmare Before Christmas movie is. I'm like lukewarm on it, but I have fond memories of one of my brothers was obsessed with it when we were kids, like obsessed. He had a jack that he like ran around with that was stretchy, and my mom was kind of not feeling Tim Burton and like the energy of the movie, and was like kind of embarrassed that he liked it so much, and he just was ran around like quoting the movie.
A little too dark and satanic.
Yeah, too
perhaps.
Dark for her. Yeah, yeah. Because okay. it's a very dark movie, especially for a quote unquote Disney film
right.
for kids. I mean, it's Tim Burton. What are you gonna do?
The imagery. I love the imagery of it. It's just the story,
so
the
unique.
Flow. Didn't I feel a little bit like you do, but I love the look of it.
Love the music and just, I mean, the fact that from, you know, the second you step through the gates, it's a different ride. I think there's just something about, it's like you see the bones of the old ride, no pun intended. But there's this from the stretching room on and the second you get in the carriage, I love that it's entirely transformed and you see all the moments from the movie. It's just really neat. And it's neat that reverse, we've talked about movies being transformed into film and to see, or movies being, rides being transformed into movies, to see a movie then in the reverse and you're suddenly like, oh, you know, the movie came first. I think they started doing that.
I think they do that a lot more now, though. I think going to movie to ride happens a lot more often than it did back then.
Right.
But what's
right.
cool about it is they go movie to an overlay of a classic ride, which is pretty daring thing to do. I mean, Haunted Mansion, the original, is a classic, and to take the steps to put this Haunted Mansion Nightmare Before Christmas over, it was a pretty big step.
It's a lot of work too. Yeah. Every year they close the ride down for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I think most people would say
it's worth it.
That they like it.
Yeah,
like most people say they like
for
it
for sure.
Which you're not always. People are going to rally against. Oh, it's a classic. How can you do that? But they've done something right.
Love for it. Yeah. I think, and I think I saw somewhere it started in 2000 or 2001. So it's thing going on now.
I think this is the, I
want to
say the 15th year. Yeah. A couple years ago, they did a 13th anniversary.
Okay.
And I believe they did.
Oh, that makes sense. Was the 13th.
Yeah, the 13th. Did they do the gingerbread house that had doors open, like a kind of a nativity? I don't know, nativity, but they had doors open 13 and different Jack Skellington faces, if I remember correctly.
I mean,
a couple years ago.
The things they think of. It's
incredible.
It's
really neat. I love the gingerbread smell.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's so my gosh.
Cool. And I think the graveyard looks so different.
I wish they handed you gingerbread as you
got
off.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Like, tempting.
Boy, that would be
But
great.
Again, that would be like an 80s, 90s sure. move. They wouldn't do that now.
Yeah. And I love the graveyard scene is so changed with the big snow angels. It looks so different.
I love the sculpture that goes up, the sloping.
Like the snow angels, right? Or the
No, but this is just the main, the biggest, like right behind all the popping. God,
right,
the popping fellas. Right. They have the big, like mountain.
I gotta look
snow
for
mountain.
It. I gotta look for it.
Yeah,
I think
all the like skeleton stuck into it.
I'll look for it. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know exactly. What you're talking about. Yeah,
it's
the
first
cool.
time I went on it. I like.
Yeah.
Snuck a photo. Of
no,
that
it's so cool.
Back.
How dare
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I think it's still on my Instagram from like 4 years ago.
It's very cool. It's very cool. We're in agreement on that.
Yeah.
So okay.
Look at that.
Yay. How about
so your
this?
Number
My number two.
Two
is we talked about this. And I number one and number two could have switched back and forth, frankly. It's a small world holiday for
okay.
me. I had just moved out here several years ago and didn't really know anything of, you know, the decorations and what they do. And they've been lighting up It's a Small World for a long time now. And when I walked upon it, it blew me away just to see it like that. Flash forward to several years later, I'm with my daughter. I don't think my son was born yet. And we come across It's a Small World. And I'm reminded how spectacular that thing is. It just, it's screams holidays mm-hmm. to me. It is absolutely probably my favorite facade of any ride, holiday ride. It, mm-hmm. It's so festive. It's so pretty. You think it's almost too much, but it's not. It mm-hmm. it just looks beautiful to me, mm-hmm. and it's you know, get me that with like a cup of hot chocolate mm-hmm. and just stand and watch, just take it in. I literally mm-hmm. have tried to sneak a minute or two.
Well, it's special with I mean the theme of the ride is the unity of like the world.
Yeah, I mean,
and at Christmas time, and you just feel all of that tying in.
It's so amazing. If you just look at that. That the lights that they put mm-hmm. all those lights on there and how it just you walk down that pathway and bam, it's right there. And
yeah.
there's really nothing else around there. It's a small world building and then nothing else. You got to mm-hmm. look to the side to see anything else.
Tune down.
I mean, you can't see that, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just an amazing thing. And mm-hmm. It's a very special time. I didn't get to the holidays last year at Disneyland. I missed it. And I really missed seeing that. I really miss having that time with my family in front of that and just kind of taking a moment to take mm-hmm. it in. I have a big happy reaction to the It's a Small World. So that's mm-hmm. that's my number two. And it could have been my number one, frankly. Number one, number two are very interchangeable. Your number one.
Both of those. That's great.
Yeah, we're all over this.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Spirit, giving,
sharing.
Yeah, the sharing.
Spirit of people coming together that usually disagree.
Anymore.
Just for these 2 months.
just for this episode.
My number one, and this actually, we've discussed some in the past, your love of Muppets and me not appreciating them. And so I wanted to show just how much I appreciate
you. Didn't do
the
this
Muppets.
Just for me, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
God forbid.
I'm
kind of
using that as like extra, you know, argument support, but I would have made it number one regardless. Because in terms of Disney and holidays and our family tradition of watching this movie, which is The Muppet Christmas Carol, the 1992 film starring Michael Caine as Scrooge and Kermit as Bob Cratchit. That's my number one, hands down. We've had almost every many Christmases growing up, we would watch it on New Year's Eve, either that or It's a Wonderful Life, or both. I've mentioned before, I'm not a huge Muppets fan. I don't know, it just never connected for me. But that movie, the music in it, and all the songs and the Muppets singing together is so funny. You know, you have Gonzo and Rizzo narrating it, and they're hilarious, and they can't like they're trying to like see into the windows and to spy on Scrooge and tell the story. And it's just, I mean, even just talking about it now, I'm excited to hopefully watch it again this Christmas.
Right. So that's nice. I like Muppets that. Look love. At you. And you should go
my
back
number
and
one.
Watch The Muppets because that came out, I think, around Thanksgiving or something.
You mean
several years back.
Go back and watch as in I've never watched it.
Yes, 2011.
Go watch it for the first
the
time.
The really good Muppet movie that
right,
you know, the Muppets.
Jason Segel and
Steven
Seagal.
Steven Seagal? Was Steven Seagal in The Muppets? He's here to kick Muppets.
His
butt.
Brother Jason Seagal was. Jason Seagal and Amy Adams. Right? Are you quoting the movie that I haven't seen that I can't even relate
Amy
to?
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah, no, I'm encouraging you to go see it.
I thought you were quoting it. I thought you were doing quotes. I'm like, I don't know.
No, it's just because I was thinking Steven Seagal when he said Jason Seagal.
Oh,
you know who Steven Seagal is?
I know who he is, but I'm blanking now. But
okay, he's a big action
hero.
Oh,
yeah.
From the 90s, I would say.
So I was a little bit. Name sounds is ringing a bell.
Yeah, you'd know him probably if you...
But I know Jason Segel much
yes.
better.
Yes. Okay. All right. So good one. I like that. I approve.
Oh. Yes. I knew you would. That's
well,
why
Muppets.
I
love the Muppets.
Right.
You know that.
But I think it's the best Muppets movie.
I mean,
but I haven't seen that.
I know.
So
I like
it. But it is a very good movie. Oh, and before I forget, I was reading some trivia, and Michael Caine considers the role of Scrooge to be one of his most memorable to him. So it's like one of his favorite roles
the role
he's ever
Scrooge
played.
In the Muppets.
He hasn't played it in anything else.
Okay.
That I know of.
Well,
in this movie,
okay.
Michael Caine, and you can tell in the performance, like he's really, not that he doesn't usually give it his all, but he has a really memorable performance and just does it so well from A to Z, the transformation of Scrooge.
Right.
Check it out if you haven't watched it.
I will.
Have you never seen it?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. No, I've seen it.
You should with the kids, the holidays.
There's so many movies I want to show the kids. That, of course, is one of them, but that's one I would have no problem
showing them.
Anything Muppets.
And they use a lot of actual Charles Dickens. Like they quote him by having the narrators.
Yeah.
Just to, I'm trying to throw in an educational element here. I don't know if it's relating for you.
I don't know whether you may, perhaps my son is a little bit more energetic and doesn't sit still quite as much, but the Muppets don't quite connect. He liked the Muppets.
Oh,
he watched,
we have that in common.
But he's not, I feel like he has a harder time sitting still through the Muppets, where my daughter seems to really love the Muppets. So I don't know.
I can hang with him. We can watch A Bug's Life or something.
Okay. My number one is something we already talked about. And as I said, this is really interchangeable with It's a Small World. It's Sleeping Beauty's castle at Disneyland. The one in Walt Disney World, which is Cinderella's castle, is spectacular as well, mind you. I only say Sleeping Beauty's castle because that's kind of my home park. But I feel strongly about Cinderella's castle in Disney World as well.
Same. I've only seen pictures.
Okay.
Actually, we were there for New Year's Eve like 5 years
ago.
So
you've seen it.
And I don't know if decorations will still be up for the half marathon. They might have just gone down.
What weekend is it?
The second weekend in January.
Yeah, they probably just go down right before that.
Like the day after.
Yeah. Anyway, this speaks to sound like a broken record here, but the iconic nature of Sleeping Beauty's castle lit up with those icicle lights. I hope they do it this year with the decorations they have for the 60th anniversary.
I could see them kind of merging.
Yeah,
maybe,
but they got to do the icicle light. Got to have that. That'd be disappointing if they didn't have that. At this point, I don't know. We don't know if they're doing it.
Yeah.
But it's just to walk down Main Street, which is already one of my favorite sections of the park, to see the castle, you know, shining with those bright white lights. Yeah, nighttime.
It's all of this.
Yeah,
is
nighttime
really
is
most
is
relatable
important.
At nighttime.
Yeah, yeah, and there, you know, it's very, very amazing and special to me. And once again, where I'm at now, I with my family, I enjoy kind of sharing it with my family, and it's really special to share it with my young kids. And it's just something that I love doing, and it screams holiday time to
it's
me.
Beautiful.
Screams holiday time at Disneyland to me.
And the whole ceremony of lighting it is an occasion.
Yeah,
I love that
cool.
Disney isn't just like turn the lights
we
on.
We don't always make it. We don't make a special. We don't generally make a special appointment to watch that ceremony, frankly, but we've seen it, we have caught it,
and
so
it snows.
It's just, yeah, and it snows. It's cool. It's totally
Southern
cool,
California style.
It snows
into
during
foam
the
foam that melts away.
It snows during the fireworks too. Although I don't know that they're doing. I don't think they're changing the fireworks
during Let It Go.
Yeah, but I don't think they're changing the fireworks.
Yeah, so
this year.
We can
we'll get
talk
into
about
that.
Right. Some, yeah, yeah, in the holiday preview of what's what's changing because of the 60th and what's not.
Right. So anyway, so and so that's a really big one. We've talked about that. I also would like to give an honorable mention to, I don't know if I call it subtle, but New Orleans Square has a lot of Mardi Gras kind of holiday decorations strung up around. And it's, you know, has these gold stars hanging and these things, banners and banner streamers, whatever they're called. It's really cool if you go back there. It's just, it's louder and crazier. And Buena Vista Street is nice.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Buena Vista would be on my honorable mention.
Right. And then, you know, I don't want to get into too much because we'll talk about that. But there's a lot of other things.
All
there,
of the decorations.
Yeah, honestly, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So
they don't mess it up.
We'd love to hear your top five, right?
Yes,
At the Disney Click.
Your top five Disney holiday, what have you.
Disney holiday.
Your right. Disney holiday. At the Disney Click on Twitter and Instagram, and use the hashtag top five Disney Click. We're working on a copyright.
Oh,
or trademark.
Right. Once again, because nobody's ever done a top five. But top it's not the Disney Click. I know. Like giving Ryers a hard time. We've just broken the holiday spirit a little bit there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Scrooge is back. Who's Scrooge?
You are, obviously.
No. Anyway, let's move on to the holidays around the world. Or around Disney.
It's like, okay, yeah.
That's not holidays around the world. That's very big.
Around the world.
Let's go to Disney holidays.
I'm finding that really funny.
Disney holidays around the world. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with
that. A holiday preview, which might include some other worldly things. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, it's time for tips and tricks.
Okay, so now we have our holiday preview, and we're just going to look at the movies coming out this year, and then we're going to go a little more in depth talking about what's going on specifically in the parks with attractions, decorations, and food, and we'll kind of stay away as much as possible from things we've already discussed in our top five.
Yeah, you have to listen to the top five.
Go back and listen to the top
five. Why aren't they mentioning,
if you skipped it?
Why aren't they mentioning It's a Small World or The Castle? That's why, because you're supposed to listen to the whole show. And the couple movies, there's not a lot of movies, but they're big ones coming.
There's so few. There's literally two. One for each of us.
Right. Well, so you want me to do The Good Dinosaur? I'm kidding. You do The Good Dinosaur.
I hate to steal your thunder and take a movie away from
thunder.
you love so much.
Well, I think we've talked about these so much that it's not hard. So.
I'll take the Pixar president badge over here. So I'll talk about The Good Dinosaur. I know, a second Pixar film in 1 year. What's happening? And that's coming out on Thanksgiving Day. And it's. We were talking about this a little bit off the record, off recording, about how this film, the only thing for me, I'm thrilled to have a Pixar film coming out, but it has a shaky backstory, you could say. The film was originally, I think, supposed to be released Thanksgiving of 2013, and then it was pushed back to last summer. It was supposed to be last year's movie. And then it finally got pushed back to after Inside Out. So, I trust Pixar. And I mean, the reason they made all those changes every time was because they felt like the movie wasn't up to their standards.
And
so
animation,
respect.
Animation's a little different than live action. I think animation can be saved because it's not like they're doing reshoot. I mean, they're doing
story. It's the story.
I think it's easier to make it right given delays. Where when I hear delays on something that's been shot or reshoot on live action, it's a little bit more troubling. So I'm not quite as worried about this one in that respect.
Director changes.
Yes.
So it was always legitimate things happening. So that just has me nervous that it might not be, as exceptional as other Pixar films. But after Inside Out and going into that, and we had such high expectations, I feel like I'm going into this one just like, okay, it's a Pixar film. It's not Toy Story 4, so I can chill and I can just enjoy it. And I'm hoping this chill approach, I'll love it. But I've loved the trailers and everything I've seen. It's really unique, the twist that, instead of like boy and his dog, it's dinosaur and his boy.
Right.
So the boy's kind of the the dinosaur's pet.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and we'll talk more in the future after we see it.
For
I'll
be going Pixar
and
over
that sort
Thanksgiving
of thing.
Weekend.
But I think we can agree that the event movie wise in Disney is going to be. Well, I think.
Yeah, they each have their own month.
Of course, absolutely, and the Good Dinosaur probably will probably do very well, and hopefully it's really good, and I'm counting on it. But the Force Awakens is the thing. The Force Awakens is the thing, and what more can really be said about this? It opens December 18th. Tickets for showings on IMAX and whatever have sold out. You know,
set records
now, like 2 months in advance. We don't know a whole lot about this, but a lot of the old cast is back. The new people are coming into this. I mean, we've talked so much about this, and people are talking so much about it. I don't know that we need to go into too much.
Yeah.
But we need to recognize that, in case you missed it, there's a little thing called Star Wars coming in December. So.
And it is under the Disney umbrella.
Yes, absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Kidding me?
Now that Disney owns Lucasfilm.
Yeah, it's certainly my most anticipated film for the rest of the year, and I think most people feel that way. So
yeah.
So we have that. So. Yeah. Now we got the movies out of the way. Not that they're out of the way, we're looking forward to them. But
yes.
But we're going to go back to the parks, I think. And
yes.
I don't know the best way to do it. We've Disneyland and Disney World. But we're going to start with attractions. And, mm-hmm. and how do we qualify, how do we say something's an attraction versus... Let me ask this. Disney Viva Navidad, okay? I put that under attractions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would...
That's the first
parade.
Place.
Okay. Well, it just doesn't fit under any of our
right,
other
that's
categories.
Thing. So that's the first thing I would mention about, because it's a little known thing.
Viva
in
Navidad.
California Adventure, Disney's California Adventure. It is such a high energy, great performance that they do on the street. It's one of my
and
favorite
things. It's a celebration of Latino holiday culture.
Yes, yes.
Specifically for
and
people.
And it's amazing. It's so energetic and mm-hmm. so cool. I recommend, because I don't think as many people are seeing it as they should, because it's kind of tucked away in the back corner.
I've never seen it. I found out about it in my research.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, so you have to make sure you catch it.
Yeah. It's in Paradise Garden of California Adventure.
It's really good.
But what I read, they're like, it's a sleeper hit. Like what you're saying, people don't know about it, but it's incredible. It sounds, I'm like, I got to check this out.
If it were somewhere like on Buena Vista Street, somewhere where people kind of crossed more, I think it would get more. But since it's kind of tucked in the back of the park, give it a few years, and if it keeps on going, they keep building on it, it'll move to somewhere else maybe, because it's
the
just
the one picture
it's
I saw online looked really
it's
cool.
It's so cool. So I recommend that's my big kind of tip or, you know, to, mm-hmm. to recommend to people see during the holiday time. What's something else at the holiday time they can...
Under attractions, it hasn't been going on for long, and I didn't know if you knew about it, but the Jingle Cruise.
Yes, that's on my list.
Jungle Cruise transformed for Christmas, and mm-hmm. I think I read that they're stepping up decorations even more. Like every year, it's kind of grown a little bit. It started out as a small thing, and the queue is getting more decorated.
Yeah,
but I think they changed the jokes on the ride.
I hope they increase it, because it was a nice attempt at a little bit of an overlay, but it was a little bit half-hearted the first year. The second year, I didn't go. I heard it was a little better on the second year. So I'm hoping this year they really make it feel like they put some effort into it. That's my hope. I love the idea. I want to see them do more overlays, frankly. And people might not like that idea that we're changing rides, but I think they're on the right track with doing an overlay on this. I'd like to see an overlay on a lot of other rides, frankly. Mm-hmm. I really would. I guess you think about what I also.
Yeah,
like
there's
say,
so many things that like Jungle Cruise that are great rides, but kind of chill, and it
I can see an overlay on Pirates of the Caribbean.
So much to like make them festive.
Big Thunder Mountain,
to
I could see
to have all
it.
Like the pirates and all the skeletons, like
yeah, right?
dressed up with hats would be so funny.
So the Jingle Cruise Jungle Cruise is something that mm-hmm. that you know something to look out for. I would also. I think it's been announced, the Season of the Force. It's not a holiday thing, but I believe it starts in November.
Okay.
So Season of the Force in Tomorrowland is a big, I mean, it's a big deal. The Hyperspace Mountain and the
Space Mountain Stars, will be...
Hyperspace Mountain.
Right.
So that comes at holiday time.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So that's not exactly a holiday thing, but it is a holiday event.
So it will start on November 13th.
I don't know the exact date, but I'm pretty sure it starts in November, and I'm guessing it starts around then. So I don't have the exact date in front of me.
I also learned about more with research. I'm clearly not doing Disney Christmas right. The Candlelight Processional.
Oh, I thought you'd be all over this one.
I've never seen it.
I'm sure it's beautiful. I've heard wonderful things about it.
Oh my gosh, the photo was stunning. They have it right in front of the train station when you first enter the park, and it's been announced, I think, that this year it's going to be the first weekend in December, and it's only two nights.
They tried several years ago. They tried to do it. They did something like 10 or 12, and it was just a nightmare. I've probably stayed away from it, not because I don't think it'd be kind of cool to see, but it's such a crowd nightmare right there that it's not so important that I get there for the crowd.
It looked beautiful, but then I read that they said to get good seats, people grab their spots as soon as the park opens for the show. Yep. And I was like, the show's at night and the park opens at 9 a.m. So what? Like,
right.
I think it's something that's like, maybe it's a family tradition. You just suck it up. But it looks beautiful. It's something they've been doing since 1958. So it sounds like there's a lot of like history there and just like a really neat part of Christmas.
Not that it's not PC, but something that has a religious story. It's a tradition because they don't do a lot of things like that anymore in the park. So,
I think it has
its place in the park. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It sounds like a beautiful tradition for people who want to hear it.
It's literally been happening since the park was only 3 years old,
right?
Which is crazy to think about. Yeah.
So I think that's something that I was going to mention, but I think that's absolutely...
Still
No, it's okay. There's also... I'll jump back over to California Adventure for the World of Color Winter Dreams. There's three different shows now that they have, and I hear they're mixing both of them. They're putting the new show one time, and they're doing the...
The new being the 60th.
Yeah, the 60th, and then they're doing the Winter Dreams, which is the one a little bit more frozen. I happen to be...
They'll do two every night.
Yeah, I happen to be in the minority. I haven't seen the new World of Color show, 60th, with Neil Patrick Harris. I happen to be in the minority, I think, of I liked Winter Dreams. I think, yes, it's a little
you
bit
liked
too much,
Winter
it's
Dreams.
It's a little bit too much frozen. It is a little bit too much frozen.
It's a recap of the movie.
But they do these big snowflakes that kind of float into the air, which are really cool. And
but I just want to clarify to people, there's a regular World of Color, right. A Christmas World of Color, Holiday World of Color, Winter Dreams, and then the 60th anniversary World of Color.
Right.
And the latter two will celebrate. And so, just so people know, there are three. And then the two special edition ones, you could say, will be running during the holidays every day.
And I, once again, I
like the original, hands down, OG.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it. The original is probably my favorite. But I also think that the Winter Dreams isn't as bad as people might have you believe. It's a lot of frozen.
Very frustrated. When I saw it, I was like, I want the old one back.
Yeah, it's just
so much frozen.
It is.
And what's great about the original is how much they really cover, everything from live action. There's Pirates of the Caribbean in there. There's Pixar. There's old, Ariel and Beauty and the Beast and stuff. So they cover everything and cover all the emotions.
This is a little aside.
I tend to think that
of the new 60th anniversary offerings, I tend to think the Celebrate, is that what's called?
The Celebrate.
That's the first one of the three that'll eventually be replaced sooner than later. I don't think people are loving it as much as...
It feels short, or it doesn't feel like there's a lot of like substance to it. Right. I love the beginning where they have Walt and he's talking and I don't know.
Right.
It starts out, but... Okay.
So
loses steam.
Right. Do you have another one on the attractions?
I read there's a Holiday Time at Disneyland tour and that it sounded like a neat thing for people if they're looking for something a little different. I have not done that, but I would definitely be into checking it out. I think you learn a little more about the history of maybe holidays in the park. So that sounded like a neat thing to do.
Right. And there's also, I assume it'd still be running, but maybe a Christmas Fantasy Parade. It's a long-standing parade that's really cute and sweet and really cool. It's been around for a long time.
Since 1994.
Yeah, it might be time for an updating or a new holiday parade. But it's a sweet parade. I think it's really
cute. So that one's going to run during the day.
Right.
And then they'll keep the
Paint the Night
will still run at night for people that want to experience the 60th.
Right. And also Snowfest is coming back from Disney California Adventure. It's where you can play in the snow and there's I think Olaf is in that area and that
like
sort of
part
thing.
Of Frozen Fever.
Yeah, but they're not calling it Frozen Fever. I think they're just doing Snowfest within that building and
like one of the three parts of Frozen
Fever. Yeah, I think so. So
well the Frozen show is still going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I kind of want to see. I wanted to see.
I haven't seen it yet.
I wanted to see. And last time I was there with friends, they
vetoed that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, on to the next.
I'm kind of surprised you want to see that. You know, with your...
I'm not like, you know, hating it.
Right. Okay.
Frozen, that is.
Fair enough. So let's do you have something, anything else? Or Santa at Critter Country, as I say. You can meet Santa Claus at Critter Country.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case for those who want to meet Santa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to know.
All right. So what about the decorations? We've talked a lot about the decorations.
Yeah, decorations we covered almost entirely.
Flix Fun Fair holiday decorations are kind of cute.
I'm into that. All right, I'm into anything.
Look at you. I know you are. They're kind of cute. It's once again, I will say that California Adventure does a nice job of decorating the park in a lot of places. It's not the whole thing.
It's just so spread out. When you're in that park, it just feels so open.
Well, it's more open than Disneyland. I like Disneyland better as a park, but one thing California Adventure gets right is it's a lot more wide open. Yeah,
even
it's just
for me.
I don't. What's that? They're even for you?
Not dead even,
right?
But it's
okay.
A close second.
They both have their place, but I appreciate the space that you have in California Adventure.
Oh my gosh,
it's so much nicer to walk around in that park. It really is.
But yeah, the decorations on Buena Vista Street are great.
Really
which
nice.
We had mentioned, but
yeah,
worth mentioning again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we covered
carolers.
We covered the
carolers in Buena Vista Street as well with the bell ringers. They're cute.
Yeah,
and they're fun. Yeah. So there's a lot. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on as far as that. One thing I want to mention, if there's any decorations, I hope I didn't skip you. But there is a big tradition. I'm going on to food a little bit. We'll skip back and forth if I miss something.
Hope you didn't steal my food.
Oh, well, the candy cane making is a big deal.
Handmade candy
canes. I've never tried them myself, the freshly made one. So I am speaking from a place of little knowledge on this, but people get there early, get their
tickets.
It's
usually a 45-minute line, and these are $13 plus candy canes. I had no knowledge of this because I'm not as into the food scene as we've discussed, but I love some holiday food, and I was intrigued by that.
Would you line up early for this one to try it?
No, because I'm more of a chocolate person, so I'm going to line up.
So you don't like candy canes.
The Yule log,
but Yule log you can
more
get
up my alley.
But the Yule log is not. Is it like freshly made or something? Or
it sounds like it's a big event. There's one specifically for November and one for December.
Okay, I don't know much about the Yule log. So
I had to research for food.
I know the candy, and there are places around town that you can get the candy canes. By the way, but it's supposed to be a thing. I just don't know that I'm going out of my way for this candy. Maybe I should, but
well,
I'm just not there.
I'm not a big candy cane person.
Right.
That's why.
Okay.
If it was like a chocolate fondue thing, I would wait.
Right.
I'd probably wait in line just to see what it's about.
Right.
They also 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's
a
long time
to just be handed. It's like what's taking so long?
Cane? They're supposedly spectacular.
But what's making the line so long? It's the transactions of people ordering.
Yes,
like,
I don't know. People swear by these things.
Crazy.
I'm sure they're good. Sometimes I wonder how much is like hype and just the shared collective of saying I got this candy cane, it's amazing, and how much is actual like taste. I don't know.
The same way, but that's maybe like 15-minute line or something consistently. I don't know. But 45 sounds like maybe there is more to it.
Probably.
I don't know.
Believe me, I want to try it. I don't see myself getting there unless I happen to be down there that early. You know,
so. I also found there's a peppermint stick ice cream with crushed candy cane waffle cone that's supposed to be a seasonal delight.
Okay.
That sounded good.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm not a big ice cream person. Honestly, chocolate. If you give me a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, chocolate chip. I love chocolate. Chocolate
That's
chip cookies are not chocolate.
All I need.
You like chocolate bar, chocolate cake or chocolate chip cookie?
I'll take chocolate cake, but. Okay.
I like chocolate chip cookies, but that's not chocolate. That's cookie with some chocolate sprinkled on it.
No, it's inside.
It's chocolate's an accent flavor to the chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. Well, I love chocolate.
Right.
Chocolate chip cookie would be my number one.
Okay, that's one of my number one too.
Treat of that's
we're like agreeing.
My number one out of my top one. Like I don't have a top five list of desserts. Did you have any other?
Well,
food
I should point
items?
Out the Viva Navidad has a special menu.
A Paradise Garden.
Yeah, Paradise Garden, which is a lot of good
Paradise
good
Garden
things there.
Grill.
Yeah. So
and the Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta has a special seasonal menu.
There's a lot of special
seasonal
cupcakes.
I'm sure.
And that you see all the candy apples, the caramel
Disney
apples are
does
decorated.
Not miss an opportunity.
No, but they're really good at
detail.
That. They're really good at
detail.
Having those holiday. They do it Halloween. They do it at the holiday time. So I would really recommend checking it all out. It's really beautiful. And when I go, over the holiday times, and hopefully when Breyers goes, we'll take some pictures and put it up on Twitter and Instagram.
A Yule log. Go crazy.
Okay. You wow. Are you
we'll
feeling
see.
Okay? You sure? Okay,
look. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just get a chocolate chip.
So can we go to Disney World here?
Yes. I don't have as much
world. There's not as much.
I think it's a lot of crossover of what we've talked about.
Here's the thing. We talked about this, that Disneyland is much more a locals tradition kind of park. And I think Disney World is a vacation destination. And they do holiday stuff there for sure.
Absolutely.
But it's not quite the same level, I think, that Disneyland really caters to people who come
all
the time.
They're still catering to people coming, and that's their family trip.
Correct.
And it's not just a holiday trip.
Right. So I'm going to, if I may, mention the one thing. This is the last year for the Osborne family lights at Hollywood Studios, which is kind of, the last year. They haven't talked about putting it anywhere else.
Lights. I love those
lights.
They're
beautiful and people love those. And this is
gives Hollywood Studios something to brag about
for the construction, I assume. Yeah. I wonder if they haven't announced that they're being relocated anywhere. So I don't know if they're coming back or not at this point. So that's kind of big.
So those were still up when we went for New Year's a few years back.
They're very cool. It's
and they
really
make
cool.
it snow over that.
Yeah, it's neat.
And the music.
And there's hidden
cool.
Mickeys in there and stuff like that.
And you can climb up on things.
The street?
Maybe we broke rules. Okay,
yeah,
keep
I don't
going.
Know about that. Maybe you can. I don't know.
They have like the, because it's kind of near like the Pixar section and they have the toy soldiers and we climbed up on some things to take photos.
Okay.
Maybe. All right. Maybe we were lawbreakers. Okay, moving on.
What else do you have?
No, next section. So in Magic Kingdom, that's where they film the holiday special.
Yep.
And
they do it at Disneyland and Disney World, I think. I think they do
film
both.
One at both?
I think they do.
Because one's
and
televised
pieces.
On ABC.
Yeah, but if it's tape delayed. It's recorded.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But just, I think that's Magic Kingdom. Because the castle for viewership, the camera adds 10 pounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
They want a big castle.
I'm not entirely sure about that.
But I read somewhere I thought that this was the last year for that as well, or that's on the.
They're
outs.
Not going to do any sort of holiday parade.
The parade that the televised parade,
right?
Was
interesting.
Ending. But again, I don't know.
Do parades have the same like viewership that they once had? When I grew up, it was big. That Macy's holiday
Thanksgiving
parade was big.
Thanksgiving one has always dominated.
Yeah.
On Christmas, kids are busy opening their gifts. They're not going to be like, well, let's watch a parade. I don't know. I think kids these days too are so.
They'd rather be
spoiled
on the iPad.
Yeah, they're
going to
go on YouTube.
Right.
They're not
kids
gonna...
these days, young whippersnappers.
Yeah, kids these days are the worst.
Right.
They don't watch parades. So, I don't know. We have to check into that. But that's a big tradition, too, that we didn't talk about.
What about the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party? That's a big deal. A lot of people like to do that one.
It's kind of like the Halloween party
it's
where
a
you get special
event.
Tickets.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
They have that in both parks?
They don't. They don't have it at Disneyland. It's only at Disney World. They don't have a ticket.
Okay, yeah, because I as a pass holder never got information.
Yeah,
about
it's a special event, and they have the I think they have a special parade, and they hand out some treats and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty pricey privilege to do, but
Disney loves.
Yeah, they love the ticket.
The elite
event now.
Moments.
But a lot of people do. They sell out regularly, and I'd like to do that. I would take my kids to, especially if I were not an annual pass holder to. Walt Disney World, and I wasn't going that day. Let's say I just wanted to take them into the park at night because that's when I want to be there. At nighttime,
when you're paying too to have like a little bit better crowd situation.
Yeah,
so
I imagine
that's
still,
worth it.
I imagine still fairly crowded, but not as bad. The Halloween parties at Disneyland, at least, are incredibly crowded, even though they're a ticketed event.
Really?
It's not. I mean, it's better. It's better, but they're still very crowded. So it's not as much of a break as you might think. What else? What else do we have at Walt Disney World?
I know. I mean, Epcot.
Yep, I was gonna get to Epcot.
Has a lot of holiday moments
the around
the world.
The holiday storytellers is really a nice thing, right? Do you read about that?
So
it's they have various storytellers from the various countries telling the tradition, the holiday traditions from their countries. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of nice to know that the holiday traditions we experience in America are not the same that they. Might experience
it's great
in,
for kids,
you know,
it's educational.
China or Canada or whatever. That's
and they all
cool.
have different names for their Santa.
Mm-hmm.
This is taking me back to when we had Brian on and his stories of playing. He called him something. He didn't call him Santa.
Right,
he
was like, Saint Nick of some
sort.
Yeah,
right. That was a great story.
Yeah.
And being on live on air in Florida.
It was funny when he talked about that. But there's also, and so you have that. I love the World Showcase. Like, I know you don't love it quite as much as I do,
but
World Showcase to me is the future world is whatever. But they also have Illuminations, Reflection on Earth. They have a special Peace on Earth holiday ending, you know, that sort of thing. They do these you know, great things, and it's really really kind of cool to see. And you know, it's a special place in my heart going there. I was there New Year's Eve, the year after I got married, and it just poured down raining there, and they still played Illuminations, and it was just we were soaked, but I just remember watching it, and you could barely see anything, but you could see the globe, and you could see the Peace on Earth, the holiday thing I think they did. I'm pretty sure it was there that year. What's that?
Way to go, Disney. I love that they still did it.
Yeah. I don't know how many of the fireworks.
See,
more
they're
lasers
probably and, more used to working through rain conditions
than we
that's
are
part of the
California.
Deal in Florida. And out here, they like people
for sure.
lose their minds.
For sure. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It really just this talking about this stuff makes me want to be there,
it's
right?
Exciting.
It's almost here. It's all just about
it's
here, right?
So close.
Yeah.
It's weeks away.
Yeah. Not even when you hear this, it's going to be basically almost here.
It,
all right.
If you're listening to this,
yes,
get in your car
and go now.
Go.
I don't know that it'll be. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, very
almost
close.
There.
Days
very close.
Away.
We can agree it's very close.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
Yeah, November 13th.
I don't know when I'm going. I will
I don't
be
know
at Disney.
What, November 13th just screams Christmas to me. I don't know about you.
September 2nd screams Christmas to me. Right?
Yes, yeah. that's a big holiday. Yeah.
So
I always eat a Christmas chocolate chip cookie on that day.
And not a candy cane. Not a freshly baked candy cane. Apparently,
no, too expensive. $13
splurge
for
a
candy
a little bit
cane,
here, right? Yeah. Okay. So I think was there anything else, or did we?
I mean, I'm sure there's other things we missed because Disney just
they
every little nook
on.
And cranny they
yeah,
find a way to squeeze in.
I think we covered
Christmas
a lot.
Spirit.
I think we covered a lot of
yeah.
things, and although it's early, we're you know we've still ways away to get to Christmas and New Year's. Everybody enjoy this. Have a happy holidays.
Yeah, for sure.
And let us know.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know, you know what you like about the holiday.
Meli Kalikimaka. Sorry, I'm trying to think of as many.
Anything
Joao
else?
Noel. I'm done. I'm out. I quit.
What about
Merry Christmas?
Have you done French?
I didn't
yet?
Do English.
You didn't.
Joao Noel.
Okay, I didn't want to. Yeah, so yeah. My French.
There's your French.
There you go.
Do Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Did
I did
that
it.
Already.
What have we not done that you know? I covered them.
You covered it. That's it. There's no more Merry Christmas or Happy New Year's going on there. So happy holidays, everyone.
Yes.
Happy early holidays. We'll be back before
Feliz
the holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
But
that's
enjoy
my favorite.
Your time at the parks.
Be safe. I feel like this is a public service announcement. Be safe. Make sure you always ride with a friend in the car.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, if you're going to Epcot.
And have a magical week.
Yes, and a magical holiday season.
Something like that.
Oh, gotta get the last word in. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. The Disney Click is a Meltdown Presents production, produced by Terry Luberoff and Mason Booker. Audio engineer, the miracle worker, Mason Booker, with your hosts, Rick Luberoff and Briars Newman. Our theme song, King of the Swingers, is performed by the Swing Ninjas and provided by freemusicarchive.org. Jazzy Frenchie is our break music and can be found on binsound.com. End credit music, Dill Pickles, is performed by the Heftone Banjo Orchestra and provided by freemusicarchive.org. Don't forget to tweet us at the Disney Click. You can also follow us on Instagram at the Disney Click. Use the hashtag #TopFiveDisneyClick to share your own top five.